The place had several different names: Bukchang, Pukchang, Pukchang. It was officially known as Kwan Li So No. 18. That meant penal labor colony in Korean. It was a concentration camp. It was a gulag. It actually was hell. Near the Taedong River in North Korea's Pyongdang, Namdo province. The oldest of North Korean labor camps, Bukchang had been hosting dissidents and alleged enemies of the state since the 50s. Unlike the other labor camps, all of which were run by the Boibu, also known as the State Security Department or the Secret Police, Bukchang was operated by the Inmin Pohansung, the Interior Ministry. There were two parts to the camp. One zone was for re-education. Inmates here would learn the teachings of the country's two great dead leaders and might be released, though they would be monitored for the rest of their lives. The other zone was for lifers, who would never see outside the camp. The majority here were lifers. Nearly the physical size of Los Angeles, Bukchang housed 50,000 prisoners, who were kept in by, among many other things, a 4-meter-high fence. If you were sent here, so was your entire family. The classic definition of guilt by association, which extended to infants, toddlers, teenagers, siblings, spouses, and grandparents. Babies born here shared the same guilt as their families. Unauthorized babies born here, because intercourse and pregnancy were strictly regulated, were killed. Age and personal culpability meant nothing, and a toddler or an ancient grandmother were treated the same, brutally. At Bukchang, everyone worked nearly all the time in the coal mines, cement factories, and at other vocations. All the work was dangerous. All of the workers were left totally unprotected. Many died from work accidents. Black lung disease alone had felled legions of forced coal miners. Food was largely unavailable. You were expected to scavenge for yourself, and families feasted on garbage, insects, weeds, and sometimes each other. Water came from the rain or the ground. It was dirty, and dysentery, among many other diseases, was rampant. These living conditions were used.